final Hall of Fame presentation. I am very personally delighted to be introducing this gentleman, a huge fan, as I felt compelled to come up and gush to him in the hallway last year. I don't hold the fact that you called security against you at all. I'm still a huge fan. And known to his fans simply as JMS, an award-winning American writer-producer of the television series, novels, short stories, comic books, and radio dramas, one of which, by the way, he is currently developing with our very own CBC. A playwright, journalist, and author of a really regarded tome on script writing. He was also the creator, executive producer, and head writer for a science fiction TV series you may know called Babylon 5, also Crusade. Signed on to an exclusive contract at Marvel, where he began a highly regarded run on Amazing Spider-Man, Marvel's flagship title, with other successful titles for Marvel to follow, including Supreme Power and a run on the Fantastic Four. His awards, numbering in the dozens, include two Hugos, the Ray Bradbury Award from the Science Fiction Writers of America, a Saturn Award, the E. Pluribus Unum Award from the American Cinema Foundation, the Eisner Award, the Ink Pot, three technical Emmys for Babylon 5, a man that needs no further introduction, ladies and gentlemen, J. Michael Straczynski. So when I got the email saying we want you to give the Hall of Fame Award to Dave Sim, my first thought was, well, that's a gross miscarriage of justice. Not that he should get it, but that I should give it. Because it requires someone of higher regard than I to give this award to someone like Dave Sim. But the Pope was not available. But he's on the cell phone, however, so he will be calling him later on today. I had lunch with Dave last year here in Toronto, and we spent much time talking about the intersection between faith and reason. Is that not correct? And it was an appropriate conversation to have because the world, I discovered, is changed by men of faith and men of madness. Because most of us want to kind of fit in with the world, we adjust ourselves. Men of and women of great faith or great madness change the world to fit themselves and their beliefs. Prior to Dave Sim, the idea of doing one story across 10 or 15 years with no major publisher behind you, in black and white, by yourself, day in and day out, was beyond conception. He brought a new concept into existence like unlikely binary stars. And everyone has profited from that, and he's opened and changed the world through his accomplishments and through his belief in the story that he wanted to tell. And I am blinded by the light of that accomplishment. I give you Dave Sim.
I was at Paradise Comics a while back, and Pete Dixon swung his laptop computer screen around and asked if I wanted to check out the Hall of Fame inductees for this year's show. I said, sure. And I must admit that my first reaction when I saw my name there was to check to make sure that there was only the birth year attached to it. 1956-blank. It came as quite a relief. Speaking as the so far only living inductee into the Joe Shuster Hall of Fame, I have to say that I have four small regrets that I have preceded four individuals in doing so, and ask you to help assuage my conscience by giving a nice round of applause to each of them when I read their names out. First is the individual most responsible for their even being a Canadian comics fandom. Writer, raconteur, publisher, gadfly, and pioneer of Canadian comic store owners, Captain George Henderson. Yeah. The second is my personal mentor and compatriot and collaborator back in the early days of my career, the late Howard E. Jean Day. And the third and fourth are the Canadian trailblazers of the graphic novel, with their graphic novel, The Sacred and the Profane, one of whom is possibly here today. We'll find out in a second. And I'll ask that he stand up and take a bow. Dean Motter? Is Dean in the room? Give him a round of applause anyway. And his collaborator, who I know isn't here, who's Ken Stacey. Keeping this as short as possible, bearing in mind that my collected letters 2004 ran 600 pages, and that only covered January through June, I will only add that I hope Gerhard is less than 7 years behind me when it comes to his own induction. Cerebus certainly couldn't have happened without his capable assistant. And I'd also ask that you applaud once more if you favor the idea of inducting the Toronto Trio next year, Chester Brown, Seth, and as honorary Canadian, American Joe Matt. And Chevy's here. I quite agree. Thank you all for this signal honor, which is most unexpected and most gratefully received. There's really nothing worse than getting a Lifetime Achievement Award when you're still working, and nothing better than getting one when you're all done. So thank you, I'm all done now. Actually, I'm gonna ask your indulgence. This will be the only chance, definitely, that I will ever get a chance to do this. I would like to quote another Canadian I have a great deal of admiration for. Ottawa native, Mr. Paul Anka. And now, and so I face the final curtain, my friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain, I'm glad each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets. I told you, this is the only chance I'm going to get to do this ever. See, it's pretty odd. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
They're gonna set me up to do this for you.
I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the words he truly feels. I'm not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blow. And did it mine. Nelson Riddle in the orchestra, ladies and gentlemen.
Encore, encore.
I've got you.